so-called personhood initiatives will be on the ballot in two states this election day. In North Dakota, it's called Measure 1. In Colorado, Amendment 67. Personhood may be a familiar term to Colorado voters by now because they've rejected two such measures in recent elections. Those two were designed to ban abortion. But supporters of Amendment 67 say that's not their goal this time around. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee explains.
According to Susan Sutherland from the Yes on 67 campaign, what her initiative does is very simple.
Okay, Amendment 67 will, in the commission of a crime, when a pregnant woman is killed, it will essentially allow for two homicide charges, one for the mom, one for the baby.
But ask Planned Parenthood's Kathy Alderman what Amendment 67 does, and you'll hear a very different answer.
So Amendment 67 would ban abortions in all cases. It could also ban access to certain forms of birth control, and it would restrict access to fertility treatments.
How do you square such different interpretations? Let's start with the actual text of Amendment 67. Here's the crucial language. Quote, "The words person and child in the Colorado Criminal Code and the Colorado Wrongful Death Act must include unborn human beings." Amendment 67 is backed by the anti-abortion groups Right to Life and Personhood Colorado. But organizer Sutherland says that's not what it's about.
Because it is dealing with the criminal code. And these many, many situations that have happened now in Colorado where women have had their precious babies taken from them in a criminal action, and it's just gone unpunished.
At least three Colorado women have lost late-term pregnancies in recent years after being hit by criminally irresponsible drivers. At the time, those offenders couldn't be held responsible for the death of the fetus. State lawmakers changed that 2 years ago. Now prosecutors can pursue additional assault charges, but not homicide, because Democrats were worried that could be a slippery slope toward banning abortion. For supporters of Amendment 67, the current law is not enough. Brenda Restrelli was part of a small demonstration in Denver this past summer, urging motorists to support the amendment.
It has to be vehicular homicide. This was a baby. This was a person. As much as any human being walking around, these babies should have the same right, and they have nobody to speak up for them except us.
A block away from Restrelli, reproductive rights groups gathered on the steps of the state capitol to kick off their No on 67 campaign. Christina Aguilar heads the Colorado Organization for Latina Opportunity and Reproductive Rights. Aguilar told the crowd not to believe supporters who say the measure protects women.
Amendment 67 is written in language that tries to trick us. It would actually do the opposite. It would criminalize women and outlaw all abortion, including women.
Abortion rights advocates say if Amendment 67 becomes law, any medical procedure that ends a pregnancy or destroys a fertilized egg would be considered homicide. And they argue pregnant women could be prosecuted, too, if they're believed to be a danger to their fetus. 38 states already have some sort of fetal homicide law. But unlike Amendment 67, many of those laws explicitly say they don't apply to abortion. Mississippi College Law School professor Jonathan Will has studied personhood efforts nationally. He says, as written, Colorado's measure would make abortion a homicide. But access to abortion is protected by the U.S. Constitution. So any attempt to use Amendment 67 to close down clinics or arrest doctors would likely end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. And Will says prosecutors know that.
It's entirely possible that even if the law passed, there would be no enforcement vis-a-vis abortion because it would be unconstitutional to do so.
Will believes both sides in the Amendment 67 debate are being a bit disingenuous. Supporters for saying it has nothing to do with abortion, and opponents for suggesting it would immediately ban the procedure. At the end of the day, Amendment 67's wording may be simple, but its actual impact is a lot more ambiguous. For Here and Now, I'm Megan Verlee.